50 KMAN.
Good Wednesday morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And we got a great show with you. We got Dr. Timothy Schaefer, the Assistant Professor of Communication Studies at KSU and the Assistant Director of the K-State Institute for Civil Discourse and Democracy. I'm Brady Bowman. And Dr. Schaefer, your timing's always impeccable. It seems like every time you come on,
Did you trigger this tweet from Roseanne?
Did you have
anything to do with that because you knew you were coming on the program and needed material to talk about?
I always try to toss a little softball up there for the easy hit, but on this one, no, I was not directly involved at all.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it is good, actually.
So get that cleared right away.
Yeah, let's just clear the air there.
Well, yeah, where do we start? I think we were just talking before you came on air that it has been a while since you've been on because usually you're on, I think it's the fourth Monday of every month. You couldn't make it in April. I don't remember. Well, we had Provost April Mason in, and I think you were out of town anyway.
Yeah, but you know, when the provost is your boss, you give up your spot on In Focus. As much as I enjoy doing this, I will gratefully scoot over.
And it was sort of big kind of a last hurrah too.
Although we still don't have a provost announced, so who knows what's going on.
Yeah, it'll be something to follow.
it will be something to follow
this summer.
News story, hopefully sometime soon.
Right. And I think the normal fourth Monday for this month, I think it was, again, just kind of another little rearranging. But
Here we are.
We made it.
We've made it.
And since the last time you were on, there's harmony in the air.
Yeah.
There's everything's fine. Everything's fixed. They've been listening to us.
Things got better.
Or not. Well, I don't know. You're right. It's so difficult anymore to kind of judge kind of where things are at. It's so easy kind of to get kind of wrapped into some of the headlines. Like, right now, it seems like every week it's just something crazy. Last week was the big thing with the NFL and what the decisions they made on the national anthem and those issues that had a lot of different views out there. This week, it's Roseanne.
Yeah, I have been doing some reading, some historical stuff recently, and from the New Deal era, and it was striking to think about how long a headline would stick around in the news, right? For quite a while. And I think about now, and a number of my colleagues who study things like social media and Twitter and all of this, that it's really hard to keep up with everything that's going on. Literally from, not just day to day, but sometimes hour to hour. So, yeah, there's a lot happening these days.
And that is an interesting point you bring up, because I think that is something that, especially years from now, like 50, 100 years from now, historians are probably really going to zero in on this era with the advent of Facebook and Twitter and social media. And I think you bring up a good point on the way headlines really have just the shelf life is so quick anymore.
Well, it always strikes me. I've been doing a lot of traveling the last number of weeks. And so whenever I end up in airports and hotels, I end up watching more TV news than I do. I really don't watch any when I'm home. And it's always striking to see virtually there's always the breaking news on the bottom of the screen, right? There's something that is, quote, breaking. And I think that has some impact. We end up getting some fatigue from just the constant barrage of sometimes things being truly significant, and other times it's more of a kind of a, an advertising, at least it seems to me, right? Stay here, pay attention, these kinds of things, but it's, fundamentally not that important. So how do you wade through all of that? And that takes some time. It's, some mental energy so it's always striking to me, though, to be in airport terminals and just glance up and see, here's the next breaking story, when in fact it's probably not that important,
or it's not breaking. I think,
or it's not breaking, right?
Yeah, one thing I notice a lot, especially with the cable news channels at night, is every transition, every comeback out of break and going out of break, it's always that breaking news sort of a giant box, right, of breaking news, even though the news they're talking about is probably something that they'd already, quote-unquote, broke in the previous hour, but they'll still bring it out with that sort of breaking news sort of wrapping, if you will.
Yeah, so what you're saying is we're going to have a very subtle comeback after the commercial breaks then this morning. We'll just kind of keep it low.
That's what we tried to
keep it low-key.
Right.
That's good, that there is something I think, helpful about more on the conversational piece. But yeah, yeah.
But, you know, with all that, again, here with Dr. Timothy Schaefer, the Assistant Professor of Communication Studies at KSU and Assistant Director of the K-State Institute for Civil Discourse and Democracy. And I do want to remind folks, phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. We'll have Dr. Schaefer here for the full hour, as we always do when he's on. Just, I guess, maybe just some quick observations that maybe you've noticed. When it does it just seem like that we're just the frequency, the degree of kind of anger and frustration, is it just more every week with each new crazy story? It just seems like the response is just, there's a big passionate response.
I mean, it's part of it, the kind of elevation of things, right? It becomes the kind of tit for tat. So if you, I mean, back to the point we were just making a moment ago about the, you know, the everything is breaking, even if they've been talking about it for the last hour, you know, before this next, you know, show starts, there's just a certain heightened sense of intensity that comes with some of that. And so how do you address some of it is, you know, I was joking a little bit ago, but like, how do you scale it back a little bit? How do you not turn everything into the most dramatic, most significant thing that's happened ever? When, you know, unless it truly is, how do we scale back our discourse? How do we, you know, think about our phrasing and some of our terminology for situations? There are many significant events that are occurring, but how do you put it in context, right? You know, as you noted a moment ago, you know, when historians look back, hopefully, right, are able to look back at this time, you know, what are the things that they will note as being the significant things? And you know, a lot of the kind of minutiae, the day in and the day out, the things that are a bit of filler, frankly, will not make the cut. But when you're in the moment, it's really intense. It's really hard to see up and out of the environment where you are. And so there's a lot that falls on to those in positions who have the ability to help shape the discourse and some of these kinds of conversations, whether it's through media or through other outlets. But yeah, it's a challenge of how do we, you know, scale things back in some respects to a place where we can actually talk through things, right? And acknowledge that, yeah, here's an incident that has occurred. How do we navigate through that rather than just turn it into this kind of bomb throwing dynamic, which doesn't really seem to get us anywhere.
You said you've been doing some traveling recently. Has it been traveling with the Institute?
Yeah, it's been some related work. In fact, last week, for example, I was at some meetings for a few days with city managers from around the country. I was at a convening, kind of a conversation, a research gathering, however you want to think about it, but facilitated by a foundation that I do a lot of work with called the Kettering Foundation, and they bring in people to talk through the challenges that they're facing. And so last week I was with all these local government administrators from places in Arlington, Virginia, to places throughout Texas and in California, all over the country, who are trying to think of the role of local government as it relates to community politics, and not politics formal like protesting politics, but kind of the everyday politics of life. Like, how do we think about engagement differently? You know, how are we including people in some of the processes? Which, you know, everything we were just talking about a few moments ago is the fancy, the glitzy, the shiny stuff that makes the news. The things that a lot of them were talking about were not necessarily always that kind of thing. They were talking more about how do we plan out the development of this recreation center, right? How do we think about this project or this plan that's been in the works for 15 years, these kinds of things. And how do you include people, you know, the marginalized voices, the people who are the ones apt to stand up and kind of take and shape a conversation? How do you facilitate those types of things? So, you know, in one breath, it was really refreshing as kind of the alternative to everything we were just talking about, right? You know, so contrasting the experience of being with those folks, those city administrators, city managers, and others, with what I was kind of seeing on the news as I was, you know, heading back to my hotel for those nights. And you know, there are other ways for us to do quote politics, and it's refreshing to see people who are really committed to it in those kind of professional ways. So yeah, so that was where I was last week. And it's not nearly as exciting, right? It's not shiny, but there are a lot of people who are really committed to thinking about, you know, the things that we often talk about when I'm on. How do you work through the contentious issues? How do you kind of wade through the mess? And that's, I think, an important thing to consider and you know, for cities to learn from one another, right? It was an exchange, a learning exchange. And so they were sharing ideas and some examples of, well, this is how we do it here. And the guiding overarching theme was, you know, how to create kind of civic spaces, right? You know, that takes some work. So that was last week.
Big week?
Yeah.
Big week. Let's go. And we're just getting started. Let's go ahead and take our first break. We'll come back and talk more with Dr. Timothy Schaefer here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.